Longtime critics of the electronic classroom of tomorrow, the now closed but still controversial online charter school, say that more employees would come forward with accusations of student data manipulation had they not signed contracts with non-disclosure agreements attached. Steve Dyer with the liberal think tank Innovation Ohio says these so-called non-disclosure agreements signed by ECOT employees cover up any possible data fraud with public money.
If taxpayer dollars are being misspent or ill-gotten, we should find out about that immediately or as quickly as possible. Non-disclosure agreements for the public sector seems to really fly in the face of that principle.
Dyer's complaint comes in the wake of a former employee anonymously accusing ECOT of falsely inflating student participation data. A spokesperson says Auditor Dave Yost does not believe a court would find this so-called non-disclosure agreement enforceable because it goes against public policy. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.